The mine's new owner runs a timber business in northeastern Wisconsin. Gordon Connor plans to form a partnership with a mining company and then pick up the decade-old permit process where the former owners left off. Claire Schmidt of the group Clean Wisconsin says toxic runoff from the mine could threaten the headwaters of the Wolf River. She says that makes renewed scrutiny of any new companies that get involved in the project important.
It's really important that we don't allow the situation to turn into a, a fly-by-night cherry-picking operation. It's going to leave the citizens of Wisconsin with, millions of dollars of cleanup that has to be done.
Democratic State Representative Spencer Black agrees. He says the Department of Natural Resources will require the new company to redo some aspects of the mining permit.
One portion of the permit process looks at the corporate ownership and their mining history, both their ability to undertake the mine and any criminal history they may have in terms of environmental damage at other mining sites. That part of the process can't even begin until Gordon Connor finds someone to mine the mine.
A spokesperson for a mining industry association says it shouldn't be hard for the Connor family to find a small mining company to partner with. Laura Scare is with the Washington state-based Northwest Mining Association. She says there are several small companies with both the interest and expertise to pursue what she says is a world-class zinc and copper deposit in Crandon.
They're willing to do battle with some of the permitting obstacles, whereas a large multinational public company has to weigh a Crandon-type project against similar deposits in Chile or Mexico, countries in which the permitting obstacles are not nearly as great.
An environmental impact report on the Crandon mine was supposed to be complete by this fall, but a DNR spokesperson says the change in the mine's ownership could delay that. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.